Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to a Thursday edition of Economic SOS News that you can use the podcast to keep you informed of news and information outside of the mainstream. I want to start out this morning or this evening, whenever you may be listening to the podcast, ladies and gentlemen, with a sobering reality. And it's a clip from Mayor Cory Booker of Newark, New Jersey, the mayor of the city, talking about the real sobering conclusion that he's come to, that has been looming. And when you listen to him talk, it's about a 4-minute clip of him giving a real assessment of what needs to happen in the city of Newark and their dire financial consequences. When you listen to this, I want you to substitute your city for when he says Newark, because the honest fact, ladies and gentlemen, and I've said this over and over, and it's not a prediction of doom and gloom, it's facing the reality that's staring us right in the face. Substitute your city in there, because Newark, New Jersey is not unlike many other cities across the country right now. And as a matter of fact, it's not unlike many cities and townships around the world because of the economic challenges. And if you are in New Jersey, if you are in some of those cities that have a severe budget crisis where they're talking about eliminating vital services, we're not just talking about maybe food stamps, or we're not talking about closing a few offices or giving employees furlough days, because those are important as well, because the furlough days are going up, up, and up. Ladies and gentlemen, we're facing a budget crisis of epic proportions, and we cannot, and I stress this, cannot spend our way out of them as the President and Congress continue to lie to you about. You cannot believe that mid-year elections that are coming up are going to change what's happening in your cities, in your towns, in the small communities where you live or are voting in these elected officials. The tax challenges that many of us are facing go beyond just electing someone new into office with another campaign slogan of telling you that we can get you back to work, we want to downsize government, because the truth is, ladies and gentlemen, they can't do it going into office, just like the politicians can't do it that are in office right now. So I want you to listen to this clip, and as I say, it's about 4 minutes long maybe, but listen to it and listen to the earnest in this man's voice and listen to what he's really saying about what's happening and what he's tried to do and what he has to do to survive.
The budget that I proposed in June, a budget of sacrifice, a budget of cuts, a budget of layoffs, a budget of a 7% tax increase, and a budget that the majority of the council voted on, has now been said in 3 successive meetings not to be a budget that this council will stand behind. I accept their decision. I have faith in the leadership of all 9 members. I accept their decision. But now that leaves us with an incredible financial issue, that we have no budget and a $70 million hole that we have no direction from the municipal council on to how we are to fill. The third quarter tax bills have already gone out. If the council chooses to rely on a tax increase to fill this budget hole, our homeowners will receive an entire year's worth of that tax increase in the fourth quarter. People will see tax bills into the thousands, and it will ultimately mean massive foreclosure rates, massive delinquency rates, and other challenges that we might have. That is not something that we can accept. Newark, New Jersey now, with the rejection of the budget that was accepted in June, is in a serious financial crisis. It is time for us to act, and today the administration is taking the steps it sees fit. Every single contract that does not go to the core functioning of our city in providing safe streets, in providing fire protection, or other things to keep our city afloat will now be cut. In addition to that, programs that are precious to our families and children will be cut. On August 2nd, absent council action or instruction, we will close all city pools. This alone will result in the savings of over $250,000. On August 2nd, we will close Camp Watershed that serves hundreds and hundreds of residents in our city. There will be a no usage of gasoline for any municipal vehicle that is not providing to the city's safety and welfare. As we know now, there will be, that we know the FOP is not cooperating with us, and they're not even giving up their uniform allowances or their gas allowances. We know now unequivocally, given the state of crisis we're in right now, that there's no avoiding the police and fire layoffs. There's no avoiding it unless we find a way quickly to get a $70 million revenue stream into the city of Newark. So the budget I proposed did call for police and fire layoffs. They've now been sealed in cement as of the rejection of the budget I proposed.
Mayor, is it safe to say that approval of the MUA by the council will stop any tax increases in the city?
Yeah, I don't want to create this false conversation. I've gotten a clear message now from my council that they do not want to do that. If they change their mind, there may be a small window in which we can catch up, but my assumption no longer is that they're going to be an MUA for this budget year. And that we have to move forward with a lot of these. There's no choice now. The draconian cuts in the budget I proposed in June, the public safety separations, the 650 layoffs, all those things are going to happen. But now we have to go even deeper into what's happening. These steps in total will not cover a $70 million budget gap. More must be done. Again, we ask all people to come together and to accept these challenges. We ask all people to indulge us in these difficulties, because the reality is, if we do not take the pain now, the greater pain that we face is yet to come. My one request as mayor of the city is that the council look for even further draconian actions that I've laid out today to avoid that kind of tax shock in our city, which will not only put ourselves in a bad year this year, if all those businesses close, homeowners can't pay their taxes, that puts us actually in even a worse economic situation next year that begins to start compounding itself. Taxes cannot be the answer.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know about you, but after listening to Mayor Cory Booker talk about the challenges that he's facing in the city of Newark, New Jersey, and as I said, this is not isolated. This is happening in many, many cities, small communities, and states across the country and even around the world, although most of us may not hear about them except for in various news sound bites, maybe 2 minutes long on the evening news. And you're being told this information, ladies and gentlemen, by smiling reporters or upbeat reporters as they tell you this news, and then they move on to another story. They talk about the Gulf oil spill and they're trying to make it a humanistic story, talking about the fact that they're recovering, they're volunteers cleaning up the beaches. They're talking about BP assisting and trying to change things and making sure that the well is capped, but they're not telling you the fact that their own studies, which is why they're trying to buy off college professors, while they're trying to buy off scientists, to make sure that they assist them with the studies and pay them for it. But while they're doing that, the scientists cannot disclose their findings or can't testify against BP if the government decides to further sanction BP or to take them to court or request their findings. You see, ladies and gentlemen, we're living in a true time of economic collapse. We're being told one thing and being shown something totally different. And as I say, I don't always want the podcast to seem negative, but the time to see and face things that are directly in your face, ladies and gentlemen, are right now. They were 6 months ago, and they are today, because the collapse is coming. The depression is here. A new article Will thousands of police layoffs unleash chaos and anarchy across America? EconomicCollapseBlog.com. Now, a lot of these, ladies and gentlemen, are not the quote-unquote official news sources like AP and Reuters, but these are people writing blogs in their own communities, pulling the sources of information from the mainstream and giving the information to you. But if you don't know where to look, you'll get your news from ABC, NBC, the cable news networks who have an agenda, which is why you see the pharmaceutical companies being promoted throughout every show, in between the shows, product placements in the shows. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for you to wake up and turn the television off and start getting your news and your information from real sources outside of the mainstream, because the mainstream news is for the masses, and unfortunately, the masses are full of asses. We're too busy worried about Lindsay Lohan going to jail and how she's going to survive her 2 weeks in solitary. Who the hell cares, ladies and gentlemen? That's not going to do a damn thing for you. Lindsay Lohan will survive. Mel Gibson will survive. Will you survive what is happening right now in your own communities? And here are a couple of examples, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know. Oakland, California, battling with police layoffs, has made national headlines over the past couple of weeks. And this is coming from, as I said, the economic blog, economiccollapseblog.com. They've made headlines over the past couple of weeks, laying off 80 police officers. And now Oakland in the last week has had shootings on freeways of to its officers. Now, this is just one city that won't respond to burglaries, theft, grand theft, dumping of waste or offensive matter, discarding of appliances, stolen license plates, extortion, unauthorized cable television connections, vandalism. Oakland, California, ladies and gentlemen, a stone's throw from San Francisco. Let's look at Ohio. Beulah County, Ohio has been slashed as far as its police force from 112 officers to 49 deputies. And there is just one vehicle patrolling all 720 square miles of the county. You think this is isolated? That's two. Let's go to a third one, because many people predict it's going to be a road warrior style wasteland in many parts of the U.S. with this continuing. Acting State Police Director Jonathan Monk has announced that the Illinois State Police will lay off more than 460 troopers and close 5 regional headquarters by this fall. Atlantic City Mayor Lorenzo Lankford had proposed that a plan to lay off 40 police officers. The Police Department of Vallejo, California will temporarily suspend its canine and SWAT programs at the end of the month to move to delay officer layoffs. Last year, 2009, 18 special police units in Toledo, Ohio, including the Gang Task Force and the Mounted Patrol, were eliminated or downsized in an effort to replace 130 patrol officers who were laid off because of a $20.7 million budget deficit. Again, in New Jersey, of 350 municipalities, the New Jersey State Police Union canvassed more than half, indicating that they plan to lay off officers as well. 4 police officers in one town in New Jersey were greeted at work this past Monday, informing them that they will be laid off on August the 31st. Policemen in Phoenix, Arizona were told that more than 400 officers could be impacted by layoffs if the worst case scenario plays out. Flint, Michigan decided to lay off police officers because it was preferable to them taking a 15% pay and benefits cut. And as you know, we talked about this in the podcast a few weeks ago. Maywood, California laid off 68 of its employees July 1st and is contracting out the police services to Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department. And in the fun state of Colorado, Colorado Springs, dozens of police officer positions are going to be unfilled, and the police department's head helicopter is being put up for sale on the internet because they can't afford it. Ladies and gentlemen, these are just a few examples of where we're headed, and while you're watching the news and they're telling you about these places and making it seem like it's okay. What the hell do you think is going to happen as thieves hear that they won't be drug task force, narcotics officers, there won't be canine units in certain areas? It's going to crumble, it's going to deteriorate, and the news media is going to smile at you and tell you about all of the great things that are happening around the city and the events, or give you the most positive slant possible while chaos looms in some of these cities. We have got to start looking at the real issues, ladies and gentlemen. Alternet.org. Another wonderful website, and it talks about not the police department, but the economy, our own personal economy. The sobering fact that 350 million people in the United States, 350 million, if not more, daily Americans have less than $2,000 earmarked for retirement. And ladies and gentlemen, I'll go as far as to say that less than half of Americans have less than $2,000 in their accounts, liquid, to live off of in case something were to happen. I'm not talking about credit cards. I'm talking about $2,000 liquid that they could get their hands on in a coffee can, in the bank account, that they could go in and pull from a savings account. And why is that? Because the standard of living in this country, ladies and gentlemen, is continuing to decline and has been based for years on credit. It's been based on the illusion that your house was an ATM, that your credit card was going to get you through, and now we're facing the real reality that we as a people are bankrupt and mortgaged to the hilt, up to our eyeballs, up to our hair follicles in debt. We can't leave the country because we're too far in debt. We can't find a way for many of us to survive without the credit card, without the debt. So, ladies and gentlemen, there has to be a solution to this. And one of the solutions, as always, has to be you taking your talents and your gifts to try and do something to increase your income, to increase your net worth. And I'm not talking about, ladies and gentlemen, the late night programs that come on TV that continually show you that you can make money in the real estate market, when honestly, ladies and gentlemen, honestly, do you believe that the real estate market is going to go back to what it was 2 or 3 years ago before the all prime decline in the markets? Not just the subprime, but the commercial real estate, the alt one, the A tier one customers that had excellent credit foreclosed on their homes because the market crashed. Ladies and gentlemen, there's still people telling you that you can make money in real estate, buying T-bills, buying notes and selling them, that you can make money in all sundry of things. But the reality is there's a diminished return on that. If you buy one of these programs and you're so gung-ho and you get in early enough, yes, you can probably get a few hundred people or a few thousand that are going to buy your product or buy your service because they're desperate and they're looking for a way out. But after that, how much money are you going to make long-term? I noticed a program that was on television on yesterday on a local public access channel, and there's a gentleman and his company is a real estate investment company, but they're doing it for commercial real estate and buying up huge plots of land, hoping that they can get investors to buy into their future developments. And he's telling these people that you have to ride out the waves of the economy. We take the risk so you don't have to. Ladies and gentlemen, if nothing changes in the economy this year, next year, it won't make a damn bit of difference what happens 5 years down the line, because there won't be people with liquid cash with the credit ratings to buy residential real estate. And if they do, they'll buy foreclosures. They'll buy the glut of millions of homes that are on the market right now. We're living in a bubble. We're living in a isolated, illusionary bubble where we don't want to reach outside of that bubble and touch the real world, because it will burn the hell out of our hands. We don't want anybody to reach from the outside into our bubble with news that everything is not as rosy as it seems. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, I'm a bit upset because I continually see these stories on the internet. I continually hear people talk about them. I hear people talking about the truth, about what's coming, and many of us don't want to realize it. We're listening to Fox News, CNN, the local channels tell you about this fight between the Tea Parties and the NAACP. It's a smokescreen, ladies and gentlemen. It's a bold-faced lie. It's a smokescreen. There are African Americans and Hispanics in the Tea Parties. The Tea Party movement grew out of individuals who were upset at congressional leaders, who were upset at their senators not pushing back on Obama, on Obamacare, not pushing back on the bailouts. And they yelled and they screamed and they fought with their congresspeople, faxed and emailed and called their offices and told them, "We don't like this." But when they came home, that was the start of a movement of ordinary Americans, whether it was middle class white ones, middle class black folk, whoever it may have been. They stood in them toe to toe in auditoriums and centers and yelled and told them, "We don't like this nonsense." That's the original Tea Party. It's not this co-opted nonsense that ABC, NBC, CNN, Fox, and all of these other channels are telling you about fighting, infighting. The NAACP needs to sit down and we need to stop believing the lies about this infighting. Because while we're doing that, unemployment extension may have been extended to November, maybe to next year, but ladies and gentlemen, we're going into a farther and farther deficit. We're tacking on trillions, not billions, trillions to the national debt. And at some point, our credit card, the United States credit card, which is China, will stop lending money to us. Our favorite nation status is going to be dropped. The dollar is going to plummet while we're sitting back hoping that somebody, someone gets elected who's going to change something in my district. Look at what is happening around the country. And this is an article that was written, or it's quoted in the Wall Street Journal, "Roads to Ruin as Towns Across the U.S. Are Ripping Up the Blacktop Roads and Replacing Them with Gravel." Springwood, New Jersey, and parts also of Michigan, 38 out of 83 counties, ladies and gentlemen, are ripping up the roads and replacing them with a powder, a put pack down gravel, because they can't afford to resurface the roads anymore because the asphalt combination is too expensive. And you're watching So You Think You Can Dance? You're watching The First 48? You're listening to music that is telling your children to have affairs? You're listening and watching programs that are talking about vampires and all types of nonsense as entertainment? Get real, ladies and gentlemen. It's distracting you from what you need to be doing by emailing people, sending them clips to real videos to talk about what's happening in this country, and hoping that we can turn it around and not just sit there and watch Rome burn. You see, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for us to really help ourselves. It's time for us to understand, and even on the health front, where you're told and shown on television that all of these wonderful pine sol chemicals, all of these wonderful items are going to make your life so much better. The Swiffer commercials where the woman is dressed so nicely with her beautiful outfit on, pushing the Swiffer across the hardwood floor. It's magnetically pulling up the dust. You'll see, ladies and gentlemen, all of those are just distractions as well. Clean your floors and get the hell out of the house. Get some real vitamin D on your skin, because Dr. Mercola, Mercola.com, talks about vitamin D helping to reduce diabetes, reducing high blood pressure, and pre-encapsulia in pregnant women by 30%. Forgive me if I mispronounce the word, but the bottom line is that our health is vital to us. Not listening and taking pills, but emphatically getting outside and exercising instead of sitting on our asses. If we don't change, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be in more trouble than we can ever realize. And I wanted to also talk about the fact that, as I read with the policemen in various cities, are the police that stressed out because they're losing their jobs, they're unsure of what's going on? There are two incidents, and I want you to look these up. Go to your favorite search engine and type in "San Francisco police slams woman's head into the ground." And about a minute and 19 seconds into the clip, you'll see the police officer take the woman out of the car and slam her head on the concrete. Yes, the woman may have resisted. Yes, she cursed at the officer. But does that give him the right to do what he did to this woman? And it's about a 3-minute video, and at the end of the video, the woman is still standing, still in on the ground, and it seems like the police officer is wondering what to do. It doesn't show she's dead, but I'll research this and we'll talk about it next week. Also, in Atlanta, Georgia, a small town called Loganville, where a man is beaten after he calls the police because he finds his son hung in his home. His son committed suicide. He called the police, and the police get to his home, ask him a few questions, and because the man jerks his arm away from the police officer, maybe in distraught, in anger, whatever the case may be, from not answering his questions, the police officers beat him, cuts on his face, on his arms, and the neighbors see it and find out what's going on, and they're outraged at this. Ladies and gentlemen, what do you think is going to happen as we hit a point where these police officers in these cities are fired? It's not even laid off, because they may not return. If they're fired from those positions, the remaining police officers are going to be more stressed handling what they can, generating revenue from tickets, handling immigration in Arizona, in a state where they're talking about getting rid of police and they can't handle what's going on right now with hundreds of thousands of people across the border. We're talking, ladies and gentlemen, about you turning off the television. It's about you having conversation with your neighbor, with your family, showing them films like Alex Jones has made. It's called The Obama Deception. Google it. Watch the video on YouTube. Understand that we have been duped. The lies that were told to us by these politicians, by the president, about green jobs, about green shoots, don't exist, because there's no one to buy the products in mass. You can't put several thousand dollars of solar equipment on your roof if you don't even have a home. They're not even talking about the continual tent cities that are increasing, the continual number of homeless in America because they can't afford their homes and they have to leave. We're not talking about the shysters and the swindlers across the country that are renting homes out, and 30 days later, the banks are coming to foreclose on the homes because the person that rented the home knew it was going into foreclosure, but they found someone desperate needing a home and they put them in these homes and they made $1,000 or $2,000 to fatten their pockets and they disappear. We're not talking about, ladies and gentlemen, the Pandora's box that has been unleashed, not just by the Obama administration, but by the Bush administration, by the Clinton administration, and the Bush administration again, with NAFTA and GATT and these continual lies of global economic, shall I say, supremacy, but they would say global economy, about the best of the best. We don't understand, and we don't understand reality because we've been dumbed down. There was also an article on one of the websites about Google, how Google is going to, if not they've already started, digitizing books. So you can get your books on the ebook reader or whoever makes them, the Kindle or whatever it may be called, through Google. But ladies and gentlemen, what do you think is going to happen as they scan those books in and make them available? And they eliminate the paper books. They're going to put their own slant in it. They're going to put what they deem necessary and eliminate what they don't think you need to continually dumb down not just America, but the world. You see, ladies and gentlemen, there was an old Twilight Zone episode where there was a old gentleman, and I think he was played by Burgess Meredith, and he was the last man on Earth, but he was content because he had his books. He could read. He had the storehouse of knowledge from the ages in the library until he broke his glasses and couldn't read. He couldn't see the pages. He couldn't see the history. He couldn't understand the past. You see, ladies and gentlemen, that's us right now. If we don't understand the tyranny of the past, we won't see the tyranny of our present and the draconian future that we're headed for. just as Cory Booker said, that city is going to have to make draconian changes, draconian cuts, because they have no more money. The lies that many of these mayors and councilmen are telling you in your own communities, towns, and cities, ladies and gentlemen, is that things are going to get better because there may be some development money. They may have grabbed the last bit of stimulus money. But mark my words, ladies and gentlemen, next year you're going to see more and more cuts. You're going to see fewer policemen, firemen, and sheriffs. How do you not be able to buy toilet paper for city buildings? Where do you think that's going to head? New Jersey is not a isolated city in a bubble. California is not its grand state anymore. They're bankrupt, as if 46 out of the 50 states are. They're pulling money from one place to pay for something else. You know, those of you that have paycheck to paycheck living, you're robbing Peter to pay Paul. The states are doing the exact same thing right now. That's why you see cities like New York continually raising the taxes, continually creating new taxes. Cities like Atlanta putting in parking meters and not pulling them out of the downtown areas because it generates revenue for the city. Stop believing that everything is for your own good, ladies and gentlemen, and that just because it's the summer, it's time for vacation, it's time for happiness. The happiness times, ladies and gentlemen, can still be here, but with your family, with your friends, viewing real videos that are telling you what is going on, understanding that you can't continue to eat the genetically modified foods that are in the stores. And have you noticed that when you go in many stores, that many of the products, the frozen foods, are just microwavable for convenience? Ladies and gentlemen, the damn microwave will kill you. Where do you think it was developed in the military to do something totally different, not cook food? We have got to understand that we have been piled. We have been continually lied to from many fronts, and things have been piled on top of us that we can't understand. Research, type in military use of microwave, and understand that all of those foods that you're putting in there are destroying your body. Start eating healthier food, start clearing your mind, start a simple detox program, and then you'll see a little bit clearer what's going on in the world. You won't continually let the news media pull you around like a puppy on a string. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for us to wake up. It's time for this news that you can truly use and spread to other people that needs to be disseminated. The real truth about what's happening in this country needs to be heard, needs to be spread. We'll talk next week on some more issues, but I'm your host, Daryl Nobles. News that you can use. The economic SOS, and ladies and gentlemen, the ship is sinking. The USA is sinking, and it's an SOS call for us as Americans to start and do what we can to get that life raft in our own homes and our families and communities, to start saving ourselves, because we're like the Titanic, or the captain of the Titanic. We didn't believe that we hit the iceberg or we're headed to the field because we were okay. We didn't believe, as the designer of the Titanic said, that it's unsinkable. We are sinking, ladies and gentlemen, and no amount of media lies and glossing it over is going to protect us if we don't see through the fog. We'll talk to you again next week.